I'm Nick, and you're listening to the Discipleship for Busy Blokes podcast. We're in conversation with ordinary blokes from all walks of life, working out what it means to follow Jesus. This podcast is a part of Empower, which is a ministry of the Elim Pentecostal movement, reaching and serving men all around the world. Our vision is that all men have the potential to join a great band of brothers in Christ. The easiest way for you to connect with Empower is via our business WhatsApp. Click the link in the message notes that come with this podcast and send us a message. You can join loads of other blokes already receiving our encouraging and helpful resource broadcasts every single week. We are online at empower.zone, and we're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search Elim Empower. Join in the conversation and get yourselves connected. Steve, it's absolutely great that you have agreed to come and chat to us on the podcast. I'm so pleased that you're one of our guests. Now, I'm sure loads of the guys listening will have heard of you, but would you mind just introducing yourself and your family? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Steve. I'm based in Littlehampton, West Sussex, which is one of the most beautiful places in the world to live. I've got five daughters, 23, 21, 18, 17, 16. It's strange names, I know, but kind of easy to remember. Married to Becca. And come on, keep up. And we have a dog as well.
Man, so you've got six females in your house. How do you manage?
Well, even the dog is female.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have more than that. But our older two have left home. So, okay. I mean, it's a lovely story. I'm sure we can chat about it. We're a blended family.
Yeah.
I was married for 5 years. We had three girls. And my missus went off with someone else. And then Becca was a single mum. And we met on holiday. And so we're a blended family. We've been together, all of us, for the last 12 years.
I'm guessing that there's never a dull moment in your household.
Oh, man, it's crazy. And I just crave male company sometimes. And I love football and all that sort of stuff. And they're all talking about makeup and this, that, and the next thing. And anyway, yeah, I'm very, very blessed. And it's been wonderful in lockdown, in one sense, to be together. Because we all get on so well, and the kids do as well.
Tell us what it is you do.
I'm an evangelist first and foremost, but I do creative communication. I used to use escapology to communicate the gospel, and I actually ended up with a Guinness World Record for fastest man in the world getting out of a straitjacket, as you do. And I would use it as visual parables, and I still travel to churches, and people put on comedy nights, and I do all sorts of stuff. And I use, these days, comedy magic to communicate the gospel. And I also have to explain to people, it's not real magic. It's visual parables. So I like to make people laugh and think as well. So churches hire me in, and I come along, and I do that. Really is the core of what I do, creative communication.
Well, I remember back in the day, you came along to Letchworth Garden City Church, which was Letchworth Christian Fellowship as it was then.
With the Silver Fox, yeah, Mark Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, I've not heard him called that in a long time, if ever, but I'm passed that on to him.
I've started something there.
You probably have, yeah. Yeah, he invited you along, and I think it was 1998 or 1999, and you came along, and you did do an escapology routine at the front of the church, and I was really impressed. I mean, you got out some chains super fast, and then you had a great message as well.
Handcuffs, straight jackets, and all that sort of stuff. You know, it works so well, and it's amazing. You know, that was probably over 20, well, it was 20 odd years ago, and you still remember it today.
I do.
People
I still remember it.
Stuff like that, because it's really, really visual.
It is, yeah. Visual parables are so strong, and I still remember it. And I also remember you talked in the message that you talked that day, and I'm going back a long time, so it was very clear the experience that you brought to us. You talked about...
Yeah, talk about freedom, how things in our lives can tie us up and stop us from being free, and only knowing Jesus, he's the only one who can really set people free. I mean, it's so simple, but it kind of sums up the gospel, doesn't it?
It does.
Christian message.
I don't know about you, but I'm sure that like a lot of families during the lockdown, if they hadn't already got a subscription to Netflix, have got one. We bought one, and we decided to catch up on the last few Daniel Craig James Bond films. Now, Inspector, yeah. I'll tell you where I'm going with this in a minute. But at the beginning of the film Spectre, there's an awesome opening sequence from the Festival of the Dead in Mexico. Now, I remember that you talked about that a little bit when you came to Letchworth, and how you'd been out there and you'd actually gone and done some evangelistic work out there, and some guy had got healed from a scar on his arm. And just tell us a little bit about some of the things you've done.
Absolutely phenomenal. I get invited to places where I would never go if I was just, you know, had a folk guitar singing Kumbaya and a big black Bible. So we were working over in Mexico City during Halloween. I mean, we're probably talking, 23 years ago. Yeah, Day of the Dead is this big festival that is very dark and evil and almost occultish. We were in a big outdoor park, and I was working and performing with YWAM, Youth with a Mission. We're doing evangelism, seeing lots of people come to Christ and entertaining people and challenging people. But I felt God nudge me, saying, you shouldn't be in this corner of the park. You should be on the main stage. So I asked if I could go on the main stage. I explained I was an entertainer from England, and I mentioned the BBC, which always works. I've worked with the BBC quite a bit over the years. And they said, come on stage. You can perform. So I escaped out of a straitjacket. It was one of the weirdest gigs ever. There were people in black robes behind me. There was a coffin on stage. It was bizarre. You know, Day of the Dead, Festival of the Dead. And at the end of my presentation, I said, who wants to meet the Lord of Life on the Day of the Dead? And 300 people streamed forward at an occult festival and came to Christ.
That's just astonishing.
And we prayed for people. And I prayed for a pastor who was actually there as well. I'm not sure why he was there. He was there with his wife, and they weren't able to have kids. And we prayed for this guy. And would you believe it? We got invited back the following year, and I was on the posters at an occult festival, an evangelist. You think I put them out of business? And at the end, this pastor came up with their baby, and they had a baby over that year. It was just phenomenal. One of the highlights of my itinerant career, I guess, my travelling career, to be preaching the good news of Jesus at an occult festival.
Wow, that is some story. I just think that's it. And hence why I've remembered it all these years. I mean, that's just an incredible occasion.
Yeah, it was quite bizarre.
Yeah, amazing. Now, yesterday, as you know, because I contacted you about my subscription, I went online and I downloaded a copy of Sorted Magazine. And I was so impressed, Steve. It's just packed with great stuff. It's just awesome. Tell us a little bit about the story of Sorted Magazine and how you came to start it and what's happened with it.
Sure. Yeah. So Sorted is men's lifestyle magazine that I started 13 actually in November. How it happened, I was in the school playground chatting to my accountant. And I always have to explain, we both had kids at the school. We didn't just meet there to discuss my tax return. And he was telling me, it was primary school, right? And he was telling me how his 10-year-old son's mates were bringing lads mags into the playground. Things like Nuts and Loaded and FHM and giggling at, you know, semi-naked women and all this unhealthy stuff about sex and all this awful stuff that are in these lads magazines, almost soft porn. And he was saying to me, my accountant, wouldn't it be great if someone started something good and wholesome for blokes that could go all over the world, that could be a news agent, that could challenge young guys, that could entertain, that could be an evangelistic tool as well. And I got thinking, and it was one of those other moments in my life where I felt God nudge me a little bit and say to me, why don't you start something like that? Because I was thinking to myself, you'd have to be crackers to do that. And I'm the most crackers person I know. So I thought, I'll give it a go. And I've always believed in, you know, 32 years of full-time ministry without a salary, that finance follows faith.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's never the other way around. But finance follows faith. And I thought, I'm going to step out in faith here. If this is of God, the money will come in. This will be a success. If it's just me, a bright idea, you know, too much cheese from the night before, you know, it could be okay, and it's only going to cost $5,000. I say it very flippantly, but to be honest with you, I probably didn't have £5 spare, let alone £5,000 to create the first one.
Yeah.
And I knew Bear Grylls a little bit back then. He wasn't that famous then, but he is super famous now, and he's been with us right from the beginning and a great friend of the magazine. And we interviewed Kaká, the Brazilian footballer, who was very famous for his "I Belong to Jesus" T-shirt, which he wore that was on telly and beamed all over the world. And I started Sorted, this men's lifestyle magazine, something good and wholesome for guys, but with a real evangelistic edge as well. And we're about to celebrate our 13th birthday. So after the first one came out, I had a phone call from a mate of mine, Martin, and he said, I've seen the magazine. It's brilliant. I want to send you some money. Will £5,000 help?
Wow.
I'm not flipping it. Won't that help? And that paid for the first one. And I still don't know how we do it these days, all these years on. It kind of survives because I don't take a salary. I've always trusted God to supply, and really for gigs. But of course, you can imagine how hard that's been. I've not gigged for 5 months.
Yeah, I mean,
lockdown.
Yeah, loads of people.
it all comes from churches, you know. So you hire me to do a comedy night and you pay me to do that. And, you know, it means I can work on Sorted for free Monday to Thursday. Sorted's incredible. We send them free into 75 prisons now. It was 74 until yesterday. And another chaplain said she'd been handed a few copies. Could I send her 40 on a regular basis? And if we can't get the funding, I kind of fund it and we send them anyway. And it's incredible in the prisons. We used to send 80 into Belmarsh Prison in London, a great friend of ours sponsored. And the chaplain wrote to me a little while ago saying, is there any chance you could send us another box? Because scuffles and fights are breaking out on the wing when the magazine arrives. These guys are fighting over a Christian magazine. And I thought, oh, isn't that, that's one of God's jokes there. I love that.
That's just incredible.
So 120 magazines. It's the first Christian magazine to be available in WH Smith's. We've given copies away in bars and restaurants, tubes and railway stations. We used to have them available at airport departure gates. And over the years, we've had two pilots write to me who came to Christ, who picked up a copy of our magazine at an airport departure gate and read it, and it sunk in and wrote to me to tell me they'd become Christians. It's just a really incredible ministry. And I've travelled extensively, 20 countries over the years, racked up millions of miles. But I've realised I can't go everywhere, but the magazine can. And someone can be picking up this magazine somewhere now. You know, the ends of the earth, because it's available digitally as well. But and could be reading about Jesus. And just to see it in newsagents, it warms my heart, and it sits up there with other magazines, with GQ and FHM, and it just looks brilliant.
It does. It looks incredible. Yeah, it looks incredible. Yeah. And you know, the articles you've got in there, they're just great. You've got an article on Arnie Schwarzenegger. You've got Jensen Button. You've got some fantastic names in there. And I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start in landing people like that. How does it work? Do you contact them? Do they contact you? What's the mechanism?
It is a variety of ways. I mean, certain people we know, so obviously Bear Grylls we know, and we would go to him direct, and some of the other front cover stars we know. Sometimes we would get an email saying, for example, Denzel Washington is over in London promoting his new movie. Do you want 10 minutes in a hotel room with him? And every other day I get a great big briefing from agencies of journalists who have met with big stars who are selling the stories.
Yeah, okay.
So it works in those three ways. It's either personal relationships, someone's promoting a movie, or a journalist contacts us. We've had a great conversation with John Boyega, for example.
Yeah.
And he talked about faith. Would you like to talk to him?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, I think it's a stunning resource, and you know, you can buy it on, you know, magazine racks in newsagents, and you can get it online as well.
It's available digitally, and to be honest with you, Nick, we'd save a fortune if it was just digital. But the real heart of it is after you've read your copy, you leave it somewhere. You take it to work, you leave it at the coffee shop, you put it through someone's door, and just passing it on. Because it is credible, and it's not going to put someone off. And we also have a big star on the front. And there's always something in a magazine that is going to entice someone in. And I love books, and I've written, I think, it's probably about 20 books now. But you've really got to be into a book to read it. But a magazine, you will find something in there. And you'll flick through it, and then, you know, it will take you somewhere else with something else. So I'm very passionate about magazines, and particularly hard copies that you can pass on. And we say to the guys who subscribe, please do pass it on. Leave it somewhere. Bless someone else with it.
When I read it, I had a look through it yesterday. I was so impressed. Seriously, it's a great resource. Really, really good.
Thank you. And it's £21 a year, so it doesn't break the bank. And if you're putting on an event, you know, men's breakfast, Father's Day, a men's comedy night, we sell a box of 40 magazines. So each magazine's a fiver normally, so you get £200 worth of magazines for £60. So it doesn't break the bank. So Father's Day, it's great. Men's breakfast, men's outreach, it's great. And women love it as well. We have lots of women buy copies for unbelieving husbands and just leave it around the house, leave it on the coffee table, in the toilet.
Yeah.
It's just really easy evangelism. If you find evangelism scary, subscribe to Sorted. It'll make your job a lot easier.
Steve, I wanted to ask you, have there been kind of any key biblical passages or characters that over the years have really spoken to you strongly, or that have, you know, like touchstones, or, you know, maybe sections of scripture that you keep going back to, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, probably my favourite verse, Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And it's just, it sums it all up, you know, not ashamed of the gospel. There's power in it, and it changed people's lives. And in terms of people in the Bible, I love the story of Ananias, this ordinary bloke who's only really ever mentioned once, who led Paul to Christ. This scary little bloke who didn't really achieve much in his life, perhaps, but stepped out in faith. He was ready, he was available, and he was friendly. And he led Saul to Christ. He became a Christian, became Paul, the greatest missionary of all times. Just an ordinary bloke. And, you know, I'm an ordinary guy. I'm nothing special at all. I'm ready, available, and friendly, and we can make a difference.
Yeah, you're saying about about Ananias. I was very struck by how Ananias is so obedient, isn't he? Because Paul at that point was Saul.
Can you imagine? He would have been terrified. Yeah. I mean, Saul hated Christians, was on his way to murder more Christians, and God spoke to him in a dream saying, Ananias, get up, go to this house. He was given the flipping address, you know, in State Street, knock on the door, and pray for this guy. I mean, it was like you or I having a dream that we go and speak to the head of Al-Qaeda or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he got that wrong, he'd been beheaded.
Yeah,
but
no,
even in his fear and trembling, he went to that house, called him Brother Saul, he was friendly, laid his hands on him, and the rest is history.
And what's so great about that story as well is that it proves that you can't second guess what God is doing in someone else's life. You know,
exactly.
God maybe have done something incredible for someone else that you haven't caught up with yet, and you're playing catch up, you know. Incredible.
Totally. Lovely story. It encourages me every time I read it.
I guess we've just got no sense of what it is, you know, the little cog in the machine that we can be for someone else that goes on to do something incredible.
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, in terms of evangelism theory, they actually reckon most people need to hear the gospel 7 times before they respond. And for you or I, it could be the first time. Often for me, it's a 7th, because as I travel around, I often invite people to come to Jesus, and I have the privilege of leading maybe, I would hope, at least 1,000 a year, you know, through the gigs. And it's maybe because of all the seeds you've sown, you know, that person has come through. I've just had the privilege of closing the deal, if you want to talk, you know, in that sort of sense.
The love of Jesus then and the friendliness really, really comes across so strongly from you, Steve. It's great.
Oh, thank you, mate. Well, it's changed my life. I heard the Christian message at a Boys Brigade camp. I'm the first generation Christian. I'm the only one in my family. You know, and I joined the Boys Brigade because I heard you could play football every Saturday, and there was a Girls Brigade. I didn't quite compute you had to go to church. And we went to church, and I got to say, it was a pretty dead, boring church, and it really put me off God. You know, all those misconceptions, you know, that God is boring and Christians all wear sandals with socks and help old ladies across the road, even if they don't want to go, and have beards and all this sort of stuff. It just reinforced all those stereotypes. But we went on a summer camp, and there was an amazing Anglican vicar who believed in God but communicated in an incredible way. And I thought, this is either the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard, or it's true. And if it's true, I need to do something about it. And I remember coming back from this amazing week down in Devon. We all got sunstroke, and we're not changed. We haven't washed or changed our pants all week. And I remember getting home, 12 or 13 years old, dumping my suitcase in the kitchen, running to my bedroom, getting on my knees and saying, God, if you're there, come in and change me. Because I figured if it was rubbish, if it was nonsense, nothing would happen. And if God was real, he would transform my life. And of course he did. And the rest is history. And, you know, it's so changed my life hearing this Christian message, the gospel. And as you know, the gospel means good news.
Yeah.
And good news is for sharing. It shouldn't be hard, should it? When something amazing happens, it's just infectious. You've got to tell other people. And for me, it's been so infectious. I've got to tell people, whether it's the gigs. I produced a kids cartoon many years ago, a Christmas cartoon that's gone all over the world. Whether it's the magazine, it's just all these different ways to tell people there's a God in heaven who thinks you're flipping fabulous and we'd love to get to know you. And it's possible through his son, Jesus,
who came,
lived, died and rose again. It's not rocket science, Nick, is it?
No, it's not.
It's very, very simple, and we often confuse it, but it's very, very straightforward, really. It's good news, and good news is for sharing.
It so is. It so is. That's great to hear that. Yeah, really, really good. We have this thing on the Discipleship for Busy Blokes podcast where we play a little bit of a game. I spin the wheel, and it comes up with some random categories, and we'll just kind of hit you with them. So just to give you an idea, it's things like...
Let's do it, man.
You know, car or brand or event or something like that. So I'm going to just spin the wheel, and we'll see what we come up with. Maybe run it a couple of times, if that's okay. Let's have a look, see what we've got. So spin the wheel a minute, and we have Ah, we have game. So this could be a game that either you play or that you watch, and it could be like a computer game or an actual sport. Just talk us through game.
Do you know, it would be something quizzy. I love my quizzes. I get teased by all my family. I love Tenable, I love Tipping Point, I love Brain of Britain. I love learning. So we're playing a game at the moment called Logo and Best of British. So I love learning. The older I get, the more I want to learn. So it would be something like, it would be a Trivial Pursuit type game or Brain of Britain or something like that.
So I'm guessing you might be quite a good person to have on a pub quiz team. Do you know lots of random
love
stuff?
Pub quiz. We used to make a lot of money at our local pub. We used to go in there. We would win it most weeks. Yeah. And we would end up with so much money. We had one heck of a Christmas do. And actual fact, I got free gym membership because of my love for quiz. It's my local gym. I suggested running a regular monthly pub quiz, and they said, "Well, yeah, do you want paying?" And I said, "Well, I get free gym membership." So I ran the pub quiz in exchange for free gym membership. So paid for itself. So very nice.
I'm very fond of running a quiz myself. Actually, it's something I really enjoy doing too, as well. Can I run this again and put you through the ringer again?
Please do.
Yeah, let's go for it. What does it come up this time? We have car. Talk to me about cars.
I'm not interested in cars in the slightest. People ask me what car I've got. I say it's white. do you know what? Because I travel so much, I've been so impressed with Skodas. I got a friend, Mark Mitchell, who is always on the back of Sorted. He's got a Mitchell Group. He does Lexus, Skoda, etc. Skodas have been brilliant. They're so reliable, and all the taxi drivers around here drive Skodas, and it's obviously for a reason. The Skoda has never let me down. It takes me all around the world. Well, not around the world, but all around the country. I tend to do 40,000-50,000 miles a year. Comfy, has never let me down. Probably the most boring car out there. And remember back in the day, Skodas and Lagers, we all made jokes about them, didn't we? But not anymore.
No, not anymore. I was going to say that, they used to have kind of air-cooled rear engines and be a bit quirky. And now, they've been taken over by VW, haven't they? And they've been much better, haven't they? Can I just do one more while you're on?
Please.
Is that right? Go on, last one.
We can't finish with something boring. Like
a car. No, let's do something else. And we have Hero. Any heroes of yours that you can think of that you can mention? Now, the only rule with this is you're not allowed to include Jesus. I'm sorry about that. That's assumed that he's.
Do you know what? Do you know? I think we need another question because I've already told me. I've already told you it's Ananias from the Bible.
Okay. All right.
Time for another one.
All right. Go on. Let's do another one. One more. What's it come up with this time? Here we go. Oh, an app. Oh, here we go. An app. So something you might use on your phone or your device that you think's quite good that other blokes might enjoy using as well.
Do you know what? Yeah, dead easy. Waze, Waze. Are you familiar with Waze?
I'm not aware of Waze. What does Waze do?
It's just like Google Maps, but much, much better.
Oh, okay.
It tells you about speed cameras as well, safety cameras and temporary limits. It's just brilliant. It's free. I mean, back in the day, we used to spend thousands on sat navs for our cars. But it's entirely free and it's much better and it updates all the time and I update it as I'm travelling. If you see an accident, you press a little button and it tells everyone else. Yeah, Waze is an absolute revelation to me. It's absolutely brilliant. It talks to you. You can change the language. You can change the language and the accents and everything. Highly recommended. If
Fantastic.
You travel, Waze, W-A-Z-E, free app.
W-A-Z-E, you heard it here, gents, on the podcast, Discipleship for Busy Blokes. Waze, what a great app that is. Steve, it's been such a pleasure to chat to you. I just feel so excited in my spirit and just encouraged. Would you be kind enough to pray for us all as we're listening? Is that all right?
I would love to. Okay, fellas, let's pray. Father, I pray for the guys listening to this. I pray you will help them step up. I pray you will help them to be the men, the brothers, the sons, the dad, husbands, uncles that God has called them to be. I pray especially an evangelistic anointing upon everyone listening today, that maybe something I've said has stirred these men, that we can model Jesus, that we can be kind, that we can make a difference in this world. I pray for the guys listening. Make them ready, Father. Make them available and make them friendly so we can make a difference. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We think you are ace. Amen.
Amen.